Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Belated Happy Mother's Day
Well, if I didn't get a chance to either throw a text or email or call, you know, my Mother's Day, I just spent just a regular day. Because I'm a mother every day, so I celebrate every day. I don't need one particular day, you know, to honor or to be honored. So I'm going to go with some music. I'll be back. We're going to discuss the topic tonight, which is what is your idea of a great first date? You know, you meet someone, and or, you know, those that already went on their first great date and, you know, and are involved. Call me, let me know, 347-826-7722. Let me know what your idea of a great first date is. You know, everybody has their different ideas of what a great date should be. Some, you know, may feel that a great date is somebody that spent a lot of money on you, and some, a great date could just be just that you met someone with an incredible energy and attraction. So I want to know how you feel. Call in 347-826-7722. Let's discuss the topic. Let's go back to music. The Queen's Line.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Queens, at the Queen's Lounge with the Sexy Host MA2K, and we're discussing hot topics tonight. People are already leaving me comments on my Facebook. Make sure you follow me on my Facebook, Emma Everything to Know or Emma E2K. You can also, if you don't want to call in to talk about the topic, you can also leave me a comment. Make sure you follow me on the Twitter and the Instagram. I'm Googleable. Go to Google, type in Emma E2K, Lush Radio Online, and, you know, follow me everywhere I go, and check out all my motivational stuff. You know, I'm on the positive tip. You know, if it's negative, I really stay away from that. But tonight we're talking about what is the idea of a great first date. So Real Vixen, shout out to Real Vixen. She put dinner at Sammy's, and, you know, because I do have a international audience, Sammy's will be a seafood restaurant located in Bronx, New York. So she says dinner at Sammy's, then a movie, then a helicopter ride to see Manhattan. So and she's in New York City. So, and I, you know, and I answer her, Real Vixen, that is a great basis, you know. So now, what about if it's the first date and someone can't afford that helicopter ride and all that stuff, and maybe not Sammy, because Sammy's is, you know, supposed to be one of the high top notch. What about if it's just a slice of pizza and a ride? Call me 347-826-7722 and let me know your idea of a first date. Let me just know what that means.
In my about you and me.
I know sometimes I go hard for no reason at all, but you sew through the bitterness and test the weight of your heart.
But when your back's on the wall and there's a shortage of friends, you know that I'm with you until the end.
Cause we got hood love, I be cussing, I be screaming like it's over. Then I'm longing and I'm feeling just to hold up. Cause that's how we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you.
How you feel, love? Well, I'm with you, never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you. Cause I feel love the way that we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you.
Sometimes I think about leaving you, but when I think about what we've been through, yeah, get a feeling like it could be the worst. Cause I've given you my best and I don't mind it. That's fine. Cause when you love somebody hard, then you love that way for life. You got all of my heart and I'll never leave you tied. I gave my word to somebody all the way to the end. So no matter what, I'll be right here. I'll be right here.
Cause we got good love. I be coming, I be screaming like it's over. Then I'm loving and I'm feeling just to hold ya. And that's how we do. You know that hood love is a good love. That's me and you.
How you feel,
how you feel?
Well, I'm with you, never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you.
Cause I feel love
the way that we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you.
Now I flicked up, but not for too long. Take your place.
There ain't no you, oh, and there ain't no me, no, and there ain't no love that I'd rather be for myself. Cause no one else could understand my needs and feel the sweetness like I need. Cause
we got good love. I be cussing, I be screaming like it's over. Then I'm lonely and I'm feeling just a hold on.
Cause
that's how we do. You know that good love, that's good love.
Those on the check-in on Facebook, on the Twitter, Instagram, I see you. You're at the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E.C.K. Call in 347-826-7722 to discuss the topic tonight, which is, what is your idea of a great first date? You know, you meet somebody, they ask you out, or you're going to ask them out, you know, and you're thinking, like, what is a first great date? And everybody has different expectations. You know, some people, like the real Vixen, have posted she wants to be taken in a helicopter ride and all that. Not everybody has the finances for that. What about a pizza? I said, or a walk in the park, or just a walk in the beach. Everybody has their different expectations. But I guess whatever you expect, you better be able to deliver as well. I mean, what do you think? I'm going to my phone line, 347-347-YOWMHK on the Queen's Lounge, where they discuss the topic.
Hello, Emma, it's me, Andrew.
Peace, Andrew, peace. What do you think about our topic for tonight?
Yep, to me, like, a first great date would be, like, going into the crowd or, you know, in the crowd setting to see how that person responds, you know, how that will act in the crowd, you know what I'm saying? so you can get like more of an idea of what type of person, you know, the other person you want to date is like, you know.
But let me ask you something, not to cut you off, but when you already, when you're already going on the first date, shouldn't you already know about the person, or at least kind of their likes and dislikes, so you should have had a conversation like prior to the date? Because I think now we do things different or wrong, or we just kind of just go crazy. We should have some type of handbook, like, okay, you know, you like somebody, you kind of get to know them, like, you know.
Well, to get to know them.
Am I just old school with it?
I mean, you know, to get to know that person on the first date, you know, which is cool, because, you know, it could spur off, you know, going on more dates. And one thing, you know, I realized, you know, in this whole thing is that, you know, when I was younger, I didn't date it. You know, I just went, I liked you, and that was it. So now I know better, you know. So, you know, nowadays I'm much a little old.
What do you mean that you liked the girl and that was it?
Well, when I was young, it was just a light thing. And, we went out just to go out. It wasn't a thing where we were just, like, committed to doing something. Let's date, you know, let's communicate for all the proper, you know, things, you know, to make a relationship, you know what I mean? So, you know, you want to go on a date, you want to find out all the little things, you know, as far as, like, you know, how they would react in the crowd, you know, or, you know, what they like to do, movies or go to clubs, you know. You want to see that person true colors, you know.
Right. Now, let me tell you that, you know, I always come up with my topics always based on something that I've seen or experienced, or just conversations that I have with people sometimes, and just certain things intrigue me to know how other people think about it. So I was speaking to this gentleman, and he tells me, you know, we were talking about the topic about first dates, and he tells me that, in his opinion, he doesn't like to spend a lot of money on the first date. And the reason why, not because he's cheap, but because if he's dating, like, and that means, like, when you're dating, it's multiple, right? How to spend money on your date, and then the person doesn't, and the person doesn't like, you know, they don't have a connection, how they date somebody else. And then that's like a waste of money. If they don't click, what do you think about that? As far as that, I think he had a good point, but I mean, you know, from another male's perspective.
Well, I mean, you know, not, you know, money. You know, depending the money situation where you at, you know, is, you know, a little different. But, you know, if you're gonna go out, you know, you're gonna have to spend money. You know, not to splurge money. You're not gonna buy, you know. An expensive dinner, you know, you try to keep it simple so you can limit your money. So when you be able to ask the person for the next date, you will be able to, you know, confidently say, okay, let's go out, you know, we'll catch a movie or a baseball game, you know. But just like spending all your money, like, on one night, just go to a strip joint, you know, on a first date. But
a strip joint doesn't see you nothing either, and you have, I think, better chance of the date.
I've been in a situation where the girls, you know, they want to hang in bars, they want to hang in strip joints, you know, and it's supposed to be a date. I mean, it depends on really the other half, like, you know where you're coming from. Like, if you want to come and take a person out on a first date to an art exhibit, you know, if they're into art, you know, that's cool. You know, if they into fashion, they like to wear their shoes, or
in order to show somebody, to do a great date, or to show somebody a great time, you have to, you know, do your homework. You have to know this person's likes and dislikes, so then you can be able to hit the hammer on the head, like they say. Because if you don't know nothing about this person, and you know, what your ideal can be other people's different ideal, you know, sometimes guys overdo it. They think, oh, I'm going to spend all this money, and she's going to be so impressed, when all along she probably just wanted to go take a walk in the park and just chill, have a pizza, like, you know what I mean? But if you would have had that conversation with her, if you would have asked her, you know, if you would have spent that time to nurture that communication, then you probably could have saved yourself a couple of $100. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. And it's crazy,
right?
Because there's that goes for guys too, you know, but
right.
I know there's females, like, the first day they want to be loud and they want to impress. They over-impress, you know?
Right. Yeah, they want to put on things and they know they don't put on. They want to walk with 6-inch heels. You know you can't walk with that move. Like, you should just be you in the very beginning. And I think that's, you know, that's for everything. Like, when they meet you, they should meet you. You should celebrate your true self. And you should introduce yourself as your true self, you know, because eventually you can't keep that facade. If you introduce someone else that is not you, is guess what? The real you eventually is going to come out. And since they didn't meet that person in the beginning, they might not like you afterwards, you know? So, I mean, I'd rather just from the beginning, listen, this is how I am. This is who I am. Either like me or you don't from the very, you know, from the gate. Or if not, you know, cool, with friends or, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I want to be my homegirls, like, you know, share, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true. You know, and I don't regret, there's something I got to tell you. I don't regret my son or having a baby for from my son's mother, but when I was younger, we just dated, and did what we did, and just out of just, you know, curiosity and just rushing into it, you know, just on first few dates and here and there. But if I was to really know, sit down and talk to her, like, the way I am now, because I'm older and wiser, that I could be able to, like, you know, express myself and say, look, this is what I want, you know, and not this is not what I want, but I'm just saying this is what I'm looking for in a relationship, you know, sit with that person, even if it's sitting in you know, in a park, you know, it's the communication part, you know, on the first date you want to communicate and, you know, okay, this is where it's going to be, this is what's going to happen. Let's, you know, let's see if we can communicate. If you can't communicate, then on the first date, there's no way, because sometimes a person loses interest on the first date.
But you know what? But I'm just saying, even before you get to that first date, you know, like, when you go on the first date, I'm just saying, this is my opinion, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but it's my show, so it's my opinion. I'm going to voice it. Before you even go on the first date, you should already know at least a lot of this person that you want to date with. Like, why are you just going to accept somebody that just asked you on a date because they can buy you dinner or because he's cute or she's pretty or whatever? I think that the communication should have started already prior to this first date, and then that's what's going to make that date great, because you already know, you know what I'm saying, you guys already have communicated by via text, phone, whatever, and you already have an understanding of what that person wants or needs or is going to make them happy. And then when the date comes, you already know how to execute that date. Okay, I know that she likes beach, so I'm headed to the beach, not to the bowling alley or to play pool. Or I'm not going to take her to a strip club if that's her thing. Like, but you only would have known that communication prior to that first date. And again, it's just not some people's great date to the beach. Just random or whatever. But, I mean, it's been my experience in talking to the many people that I do talk to that the best date is when you already get to, like, you have that understanding with that person, and then you go on that very first date with the jitters and the butterflies in the stomach, because that's how a first date should feel. Like, you're excited to a person, because you've talked with them already on the phone, you've communicated, you wrote letters, whatever, and now this is your, like, first time, you know, merging to see if the energy is there or, you know, if there's a connection. And that excitement alone, I think, makes that a great day, because if there's a connection, forget it. It doesn't even matter where you guys at, what do you do. Yeah, connected is a wrap, you know? But if y'all not connected, oh, my God, that night's going to be very long. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Call me.
I
have an emergency.
Goodbye.
I gotta go.
Yep. But, you know, I feel like, you know, sometimes, you know, it's sad, though, but what I'm about to say, but there's a lot of people, I mean, not a lot of people, I don't want to just label people, but there have been females at times, from my experience, that I said, you know, like, trying to go on the first date, first thing they say, oh, okay, I'll bottle on you, you're going to get that bag of sour. I'm like, here we go. So, you know, there's something behind it. That's a throw off for me. But if she's, you know, you know, old enough, you know, and, you know, well-educated and, you know, well-mannered, and she's not wilding out, then, you know, you would want to expect those little things to happen as far as, you know, to try to communicate. But some of these girls, they always want to benefit. They always want to benefit, you know, out of going on a date. Oh, yeah, I'm going on a date Friday night. Cool. You know, that's the jump off, you know? And,
but,
you know, I don't know.
Let me cut in with the education part, excuse me, because I know plenty of master degrees there that are not too wrapped up in the head.
My father, I've seen,
and I know people that only have their GED that can compose themselves a lot better than people that have masters, and you would think, you know, whatever. So, you know, the education thing, I think it's just more the upbringing. I think it's more, you know, what they've seen and their experiences, because everybody has different experiences. So,
yeah.
And what they used to, and what they used to being around, because if you're a woman that's accustomed to guys to treat you a certain way, boys, let's say, and then you bump into a real man and he wants to do things for you, you're not gonna accept. You're not gonna understand. It's just it's a problem understanding someone treating you nice as opposed to somebody telling you you'll be, you know, come here, let's go.
Yeah.
Because you're just hearing that. Now, somebody that's not used to hearing that, that's like me, I have a filter for certain words. Like, you say certain words that I don't appreciate, and I'm like, hold the F up, you know what I mean? Like, this not going down, baby. Sorry. Yep. And, you know, and I don't like to get in nobody's car, because I like to be like, okay, you got to get out. I'm sorry, the queen is here. Sorry. The queen's out.
ladies, and what would you...
money in your pocket after money in your pocket, because if it don't work out, it's sad that you got to sit there and wait till he decides to drop you back home. So you should have cab money, and don't go that far, or you can take the train back, or whatever. I'm just saying, be prepared.
Yeah, you're right. It's true.
Situation that then you feel like obligated, like, wow, he bought me this steak dinner, so now I have to go back with him to his house or whatever. No, you don't. No, you don't. Like, value yourself. I'd be damned if you buy me a steak dinner and you feel I owe you something. No, that's not enough.
That's right. Yeah, most guys I know, they I believe most guys that I know and I deal with in the street, they look for that. You know, they take you out, give you a nice time, this and that, then they want something in return. And yeah, I guess that's it's doubtful, because then after 5 years from now, they got a kid with that person, you know, they're hitting rock bottom. So, you know, it's true what you say. And
going back to knowing who we with and being clear and upfront. Like, I like to be clear and upfront. Listen, you want to take me out? Okay, so I'm willing, but this, you know, I'm letting you know right now that if you're doing that because you think you're going to get this, it's not happening. So let's just skip that. Let's have a pizza and let's chill or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't bother. Don't bring out the whole hoo-ha or whatever, because you're not going to be compensated, you know? And then you know, at the end of the day, you're grown people. Everybody do what they want. If that's how you feel you want to get down, hey, get down however you feel you want to get down. Everybody has to, you know what I'm saying, go to the beat of their own drum. Me, personally, back speaking only about me, because I only can do that, speak about me. I really can't touch on nobody else. I don't play that. And I guess, you know, then that's just me. But I feel that you'll be mad a little bit, but at the end of the day, I'm respected. You will holler back at me and say, you know what, I respected that. I respected the move. I respect you letting me know up front from the gate. Like, no, it wasn't happening. And, you know what I'm saying, I respected that, because probably the other 10 that he met, it's like, oh, let's go. Like, you don't even got to spend that. We out, you know? But you're going to bump into that one that's like, no. And you know what, ladies, it's fine. It's okay. You don't always got to put out. You know what I mean? If you want to, hey, more power to you. But I'm just saying, don't feel obligated. You know, obligated is not a great date. You know what I mean? A great date is when everything is just, you don't even have to talk about it. It just happens. You know what I mean?
Yep,
it's just that connection.
Yep,
it happens. And you look at each other, and it's like, you already know. Like, that's it. There's no words needed. It's just, it's going down, or it's not going down, or, you know what I mean? Or whatever it is. But what is a great date to you? Like, what personally, like, what would be a great date for you?
Oh, man, a great date would be, you know, you know, hanging out the honestly City Island, you know, chill, you know, eat, you know, talk, you know, have a few drinks, you know, just, you know, plan. I don't know. Sometimes I'm the spur of the moment guy. I could be in City Island 1 minute, then, you know, we're heading down to 42nd or Manhattan somewhere, you know. I believe that for me to have a first good date, you know, I right at this point, me as a man, like, I just want to communicate and get to know you. Like, you know, how would you, you know, just the question part. You know, like an interview when you sit down on the first date and, you know, we're kicking it and, you know, you want to get to know every little thing, you know, every little detail, you know, because sometimes details is a lot, you know. I just don't, you know, I don't want to make that same mistake again as getting with somebody. The next thing you know, you know, everything is all fine and dandy, you know, peaches and creams, and then 5 years from now, you know, we're at family court. We're going to family court, you know, and I don't want to go through that. But my idea of a great date is going to the island, enjoying the city, you know, the weather got to be nice, you know, everything got to be in play, you know, weather, the night, you know, it's just how, you know, the vibe is. If the vibe is correct, are we feeding off each other, cool, and then from there, you know, I guess, you know, the other part comes in and kicks in, you know, asking questions, you know, to get to know that person, you know. That's my ideal first date.
That's a good date. That's a good. That's something like everybody has their own different ideas. Like a great first date for me would be that the person that I'm on a date with would actually show up and introduce their true self. That would be like the greatest date that I get to meet this, the, you know, on the first date, this person that I'm going to see and deal with again. Not that the first date I meet this person, and then 2 weeks later I'm like, dude, wait a minute, was he the first person I was with 2 weeks ago? What?
Yeah.
So that would be my idea of my great date, would, that I meet someone that introduces me to their true self. Not who they think I want to see, not who they think they are, but who they truly are. Maybe
yeah,
I'm
or want to show their friends, yeah.
Maybe I'm not seeing for that. I don't know. But it is what it is. Like, everybody got to hold this, you know, hold up people to their standards and just raise that bar. Like, raise that bar so people can meet it. Don't come down to people's level. Let people come up to yours. And that's in a respectful way. That's not in a you're too low for me way. It's just that, you know, we need to uplift each other, motivate each other for greatness, to do better. Like, why, if I know you're doing bad, why do I want to go do bad with you? If I see you doing bad, I pull you to do good. And it's just, you know, it's just with everything in life. I don't know.
It's true. Because I mean, when I was younger, I just wanted to date, and I wasn't even calling a date. It was just, you know, hook up. We're gonna meet here, we're gonna meet there, or go to Skate Key. You know, when you're young, you do all types of crazy stuff. I would ride the train. When I was a kid, I used to ride the 6 train all the way up to Pelham Bay with my date, just to be on the trains, in the train, riding around when I was a kid.
New York City, riding the 6 train, the 4 train, the 5 train.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta get creative, man. I think nowadays, I don't know with this generation, but I'm quite sure there's a lot of good people out there, you know, good guys, good girls.
In this generation now, it's like they have like a Facebook date, and that's like a date.
Yeah. They want to make twerk videos and, you know, that'll be like their first date, like they video chat.
That's
and, you know.
That's horrible. A first date should be like in person, like, right?
Yeah, I don't know. They don't do that no more. They just show
Sonina Rock up here says, I agree with getting to know the person first before you go on that first date. Shout out to Nina Rock, who's on the check-in, who's listening to the show. And that was her comment about the topic. I don't know. I just think that if you really, really apply yourself to to getting to know the person prior to the first date, I think all the BS will be knocked off by the time you guys
are True indeed.
You know, and like you said, like in an interview. So you have all these applications. when you're hiring somebody, you read all the, you know, application, you interview, and you already know that's not, you know, they're not gonna make it. They're not, you know, they don't meet the qualifications. Keep it moving, and then you just go with the ones that you feel have those qualifications that you're looking for. So,
you know, some people use their horoscope, you know, on the first day. Oh, what's your sign? And then, you know, right then and there, oh, you're a Leo, I'm a whatever. Oh, okay, they get thrown off.
Right. Or for the horoscope. Yeah, true. I mean, I don't know if I would necessarily do that. I mean, I like to hear my horoscope, but I wouldn't judge a relationship on a horoscope. But, you know, there are some people that do that. You're right. You're absolutely right about that. You know, just people, use your best judgment. Again, communication is key. I mean, in everything, and not just in relationships, in business, just everything. If you don't communicate yourself, or you don't communicate yourself correctly to other people, they're never going to understand you. So, you know,
communication.
So I'm going to play some music. Andrew, stay with me, and we're going to come back, you know, off. This first date situation, you know.
Play that feel-good music.
I'm going to play that feel-good music. I'm going to do that right now.
I am ready for love. Why are you hiding from me? I'd quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity. I am ready for love, all of the joy and the pain, and all the love music, a man who loves art.
ready, right? So even if it's not a love situation, shout out to everybody who's on the Queen's Lounge check-in. So you already know, and whoever don't know, the topic we're discussing tonight is what is your idea of a great first date? So I've been reading all the stuff that everybody's, you know, been leaving me. Shout out to Real Victim, who said her idea of a first great date is dinner at Sammy's and then a movie, then a helicopter ride to see Manhattan. And again, Sammy's is located in New York City. These locations are from New York City. I do have an international audience, so that's New York City. And shout out to Nina Rock, who's in Florida. And so she says, I agree with getting to know the person first before you go on the first date. The problem with dating is that men always expect something for something. I guess this is the reason I don't date, because I ask guys straight up, why do you want to take me out? If you're expecting something, then I'll stay home. I can buy my own damn dinner. Woo! I got to meet her for that one. That's what I'm saying, and that's what I was talking about earlier to Andrew. Andrew, your phone lines is open. What do you think about what Nina just said, which is kind of tapping into what I said?
Well, you know, she hit it right on the nose. You know, sometimes people want to go tit for tat, and you know, guys, you know, that you know, males, the male species, they, so as soon as they think they you know, they go offer you something, you take the bite, you know, they think they're gonna get something in return, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not always like that, you know.
Right.
I'd rather, like she said, get to know the person. You know, if you could communicate eye to eye, you know, I could tell you about one disasterful first date. You know, and maybe it could be another topic, but I hate the fact that I took somebody up to a bar, and then, you know, she takes me to a local bar where her friends are there. And then so the whole attention goes to her friends and not me. So I never called her no more after that. You know, I bought a few drinks, but that was it. I didn't get the attention I wanted, and, you know, she threw me off with that, and I never called her. I might say hi now, but I won't call her.
So that's another good point. That's another good point about locations. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where you first go, like, should you go around their neighborhood or their familiar surroundings, or should you bring them to yours where you're kind of like, you know? That's a good point. I didn't even think about that one, too, Andrew. That was a good one, too. So, you know, who takes over to plan the date? Is it the person that asks, you know, asks the other person on the date? Or that's important, too, where you go. Like, you know, like, you should ask, like, some people just get in the car. Like, some females get picked up. Okay, oh, we're going on a date. Where are you going? They have no clue and they have no say so. No, you have to, you know, where we going? We're going to go to a club. We're going to stay to a hotel. Like, we're going to eat. Like, you need to know where you're going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and so if you don't communicate that, then he ends up in front of the hotel and you ask him, and what you doing here? Well, you didn't say you know what I'm saying? Like, hello?
Yeah. Some people, and then, you know, it goes, you know, you give off that impression that if, you know, you want to, like, you know, go to club, wild out, go to telly, you know, a guy's going to provide all that and going to go and do what he's going to do that night, you know, and then the next day you're thinking about, oh, you love him and you have this love infatuation over him, and that's not true, you know, it just messes up.
But he's just going to say, you did it with me, Lord knows who you did it with before me, or, you know, or you'll do it after me.
Yep,
or am I wrong? It's not many things, right? Like, especially when we give it up too fast, it's like, wait a minute. If that was too fast. I mean, and I don't know. Me as a woman, I think manly. I think manly. I'm just saying I have man thoughts. You know, I know when I say that, people be like, what? And some understand me. I have man thoughts. I think more like a man than a woman. Not in the aspect that I love. You know, I'm a woman. You know, and I love men. I you know, that's clear. But I'm just saying my best friend is a male. Like, you know, my best friend's a male, so I'm more advised by men, so I think more like men, let's just say that. You know what
right.
As a woman, but I know when a man is thinking a certain thing or whatever, I'm already like, dude, I know where you're going with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you going? Ain't that happening?
Yeah.
But shout out to those. that you know, go that way or like it, or, you know, it's their choice. It's everybody's choice, because everybody has a choice.
You know, one thing I feel about first dates is, like, you know, do what's in your heart. You know, material things is always going to be there. If you see that, you know, that the next person is looking at the financial points in you on the first date, then, I mean, it's a no-go. You know, you got to look at everything, you know. You got to look at everything across the board, you know. And, I think my birthday was, Sunday, and I'm getting a little
bit with the mother too, so definitely shout out a big happy birthday, because I know you're still celebrating, right? You celebrate like a whole month? So I celebrate my whole month.
Yeah. I'm doing a few days, but, I mean, it's been cool, but the thing is, I've learned, I think, as a male, you know, especially out here, management, you know, Latino male out here in the Bronx, you know, and we up against so much that when we try to, like, commit ourselves to a female, especially going on first dates, things that we want to look for is the little things. You know, it's not always going to be, you know, financial. You know, I just said today that I was on the bus and I was hearing the craziest conversation about a girl complaining that she needs to go to the dentist and do dental work, but her insurance don't cover something. I don't know what it was, but she was arguing with her baby daddy on the phone, on the bus, talking about that he needs to give her, like, some type of money so she can get her teeth fixed on the bus. Now, I don't know if it was to diet. I don't know what it was, but I was hearing it. And I said to myself, damn, these girls don't think that, you know, having a baby. She said, oh, if you could do it for that bitch, you could do it for me, you know, so you could tell whatever lifestyle she's living, whatever. I know it's wrong, but she should have got somebody who's cool, you know, with a job, a regular, not a drug dealer,
She's going to stop worrying about looking at somebody else's pocket, you know. Two kids, five kids with a man does not mean that he's got to continue to support your team. He's just got to support them kids.
She was more worried about what he had in his pocket. You know, some females don't do that. You know, you should, you know, a healthcare plan and dental plan, you don't got that in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? That's something that's given to you as when you come to, you know, with your part. You know, girls don't ask that question. You know, I don't know. You know, some of these females confuse me out here, but, you know, I heard that conversation and it blew me away, you know? And she should have got a good guy, you know? I'd rather go with, you know, I tell my daughter this, you know, get with a good guy, you know? You know, she's 17, she got a little boyfriend. I said, you know, don't expect children or anything of that nature unless he graduates from high school and go to college. I think he has to be better than me. And going on first dates, you know, you have to give, like, across the board. I mean, just like a job interview, you know, you have to know what's up. You know, I don't want to go to your house and you're telling me, yeah, I got a kid. And he says, yeah, I got my kid here. And then I walk in another room and, yeah, these are my other two kids. You know, you don't want to go through that, you know? I'm like, wow.
Right, surprise.
Yeah, surprise, yeah.
Surprise, and they're all calling you daddy. Surprise, daddy.
Yep.
Shout out out there, man. Shout out to all the lady bosses that take care of their own teeth and don't go into their baby daddy pocket. We wanted some music. We'll be right back.
That's right.
Peace, love.